Let me not stop to worry about all that I strive for worrying will only delay me from achieving it. There are some fortunate people out there who seem to do very little worrying in their lives, and they always seem so calm and collected in the way they go about their business. As a result, it seems that they have very little to worry about in their lives. Then there are those of us who spend our whole lives worrying. Maybe you're at the stage when you are consumed with worry because you're not just worrying about the significant things, you're also worrying about the insignificant things going on in your life. The strange thing about worry is that it can also be infectious. We start worrying about what we're striving for, money, health, our job, and soon we have others around us worrying also. This is what I call the vicious circle of worry. It really is vicious because what presents itself to us as the cause of our worry is impartial. It is us who choose whether or not to worry about it. Well, these words are to inspire you to put a stop to your worrying because you need to focus on exactly what it is you are striving for rather than worrying. The thing about worry is when you break it down as a state of being, it achieves very little for you, especially in finding a solution to whatever it is you are worrying about. What you think and focus on, you create. So if you worry, you are only setting yourself up to spend more time in your life worrying. Taking your thoughts away from what you are striving for and worrying is certainly going to delay whatever it is you are striving for. Here are my suggestions for this week. For your mornings, I want you to try and think about everything that is going on in your life right now. What is it that worries you the most? Do you worry about one specific thing constantly, or is it a series of things? When you pinpoint what it is you worry about, try to ask yourself what it is that worries you. Is it tangible or intangible? For example, if you worry about money, what worries you the most? Is it the fact that your bank account is empty, or the fear that you do not feel that you will have enough for tomorrow and the day after? The more you think about it, the more you will start to pinpoint the origin of your worry. Now, think about whether or not your worry will actually resolve anything. Will your worry suddenly bring you more money or fill your bank account? No. Here are my suggestions for your evenings. If we can accept that worry does not bring about a solution, then why not let it go? Instead of worrying, put your thoughts to better use, where you can focus on creating solutions. Think about the things you want to strive for in your life. It can be anything. It may be related to your career, job, moving, traveling, or fulfilling your personal dream. Put aside any worrying thoughts and focus only on what it is you want to achieve. I will leave this inspirational thought with you this week in the hope that you will free yourself from worrying, regardless of how significant or insignificant the situation, so that you can rather focus on what you are striving for instead. I want to thank you today for listening to my audio blog. I look forward to sharing more inspirational affirmations with you same time next week. For more information, please visit my website, www.alicia.com. Have a wonderful day and thank you so much for listening.